Do you judge yourself on how popular you are and what you get invited to? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Now, I know what it's like to not be included. Not excluded, exactly, but not really invited either. My youth group in high school was on the small side, maybe 20 people, and it definitely had a certain inner circle of kids that all went to the same high school and they were all in show choir. I wasn't quite in this inner circle, even though I was just as involved in the youth group and church as any of them. But often enough, they'd make plans to go hang out or do something while they're at youth group. They're making the plans during youth group. And though I wasn't specifically excluded, I didn't feel like they thought of me as being a part of it. The couple of times where I sort of invited myself along anyway, I definitely felt awkward and out of place. But that's not how Jesus operates. And we'll read about it in today's story, You're Invited, All Are Welcome, by Cindy Lee. Have you ever wished you were invited to an exclusive event? A movie premiere, or a party, or a concert with front row VIP seats? Years ago, I watched interviews with celebrities who talked about the exciting invitations they'd been offered. If only I could be like them, I thought. And I wasted time being jealous and despondent, thinking about how fortunate those stars were. Maybe you've experienced this too, or on a smaller scale. Maybe you've wondered if something is wrong with you, if you haven't been included in a certain friend group or invited to a particular social event. Missing out on invitations can be disappointing and even painful. But if we dwell on these things too much, we can easily sink into jealousy and low self-esteem. The good news is that Jesus didn't exclude anyone. He invited Matthew, also called Levi, to follow him, even though Matthew was a tax collector. His own people probably avoided Matthew and viewed him as a traitor, someone who got wealthy by helping the Roman Empire oppress the Israelites. But Jesus saw Matthew and said, "Follow me," in Matthew 9:9. Then Matthew left everything and followed him. Jesus didn't have an exclusive ticket for just one person or a few celebrities, but for all those who would put their trust in him. Sometimes it's easy to be so consumed with a longing to be included or invited to social events that we forget the greatest invitation in the world. Like Matthew, we are invited to the most wonderful moment in our lives, to believe in Jesus, follow him, and belong to him. Take heart. There is no exclusion of race, gender, class, or intellect. All are invited. Because of his great love for us, Jesus died and rose again to make the way for our broken relationship with God to be restored. He offers forgiveness for our failings and acceptance into his family. You're invited to share in the kingdom of God, to be adopted by our Father, to be more than you ever thought possible. It's a free gift. It just has to be received. All are welcome. What does this story make you think of? Can you think of a time when you were overlooked for an event or excluded from a group? This can be a painful experience, but Jesus invites us to share our frustrations and sorrows with him. He knows what it's like to be overlooked and rejected, and he wants to help and comfort us. You can read about that more specifically in Isaiah 53. And a question for you. Have you accepted the greatest invitation in the world? No one can make that choice for you, but you. You can find out more about that when you go to unlocked.org and tap Know Jesus in the menu, or get the Unlocked app and find Know Jesus in there too. Now, as you and I can read in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Matthew 9:9-12, and Luke 5:27-32 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And hey, if you love Unlocked and want to show it, why not pick up some merch? You can get t-shirts, water bottles, and more, and it's an easy way to share Unlocked with a friend. Just tap the store icon at the bottom of the Unlocked app or go to shop.keysforkids.org. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, that God values how you impact other people, not how many people you impact. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.